Yeah, we'll continue from where we stopped in the first service, where we were looking at made to do the works of God. And we tried to look at several scriptures that establishes the fact that when Jesus was sent to the earth, he was here on an assignment. Amen. Amen. And in John 17, Jesus boldly made a statement that he has finished the work that God gave to him. You know, one thing about when you're given an assignment, many a times we're not sure whether we are done until we see the assessment. You know, it's another person that said he had finished was Paul. You know, it takes a lot of faith. You've not gotten the report from God. And so for a man to say that he has finished his work is a lot of faith. Because number one, it means he understood the curriculum or the beginning and the ending of the work. For you to say you finished, it means you know when you started, or you know what starts the work and what ends the work. You most likely also even know that you've not left anything in between. And so there were two people that used this phrase, they finished the work. You know, it was Jesus and Apostle Paul. At least that was written. And so we saw that Jesus made this bold statement because when they asked him that, what should we do that we may walk the work of God? He told them that they should believe in him. And that tells us a lot, because when you ask that same question, that doesn't look like the right response. You know, the right response for some of us could be go to church, listen to the word of God, care for your brothers, care for your sister, you know, maybe one or two things or 20 things. We don't even mind if it's 1 million things, as long as it can be numbered or it can be named. You know, because the question was very direct, but the answer seemed a bit not so direct. But Jesus was direct, because what he wanted them to do was that if anyone believes on him, they will be able to do the works of God. And so Jesus hinted it and he said, whosoever believes on him whom God has sent, that is what, how to do the works of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to do like a small recap, but I don't think I would even spend time there because there's no time. Some cabals have helped me to buy more time. Please let me appreciate them. So we said that Jesus says, whosoever believes in him will be able to do the works that he did. And we also know that the works he did, if they were to write everything in different books, the whole world would not contain the books, that the things that Jesus did. That's really amazing, honestly. You know, number one, you should know that the things of God, you only need faith. You know, you can't reason it out. Yeah. Do you get? And if it were not so, it would not have been been written. And so we said that the works of God are not necessarily the same healing of Lazarus, the same telling the man on the sick bed to rise up, turning water to wine, telling the storm on the high sea to be calm. But is that we would do all that God wants us to do, and we would also achieve the same work that Jesus achieved, which is to bring glory to the Father. That our lives would also be full of the life of obedience, and men will see our good works, that is, whatsoever is produced after the order of our obedience. Then men will be able to look to God in heaven and say, oh, these are truly little gods. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll continue and we'll look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. From verse 9. Now, I don't want us to forget that every one of us in this room, whether you are a day-old believer, or maybe you are not even yet saved and you're in this room, because we would want to also give you an opportunity to begin this journey. There's no reward for after earth if you have not done the works of God. There's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing to look forward to. You don't even have a work that will pass through fire. So when they say that your works will pass through fire, it's not your bad works that is going through fire, no. It's the work that God has commissioned in your hands, and how you've done that work, that is what would go through fire. And perhaps even the work that God asks you to do, if they were not done well, they will quickly have to rescue your soul so that your soul will not vaporize with the fire. Then they say that person will look like someone as though he passed through what? Fire. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. You can see that this is a good occupation. There's something called the God what given task. Now this is Solomon here reflecting on his whole journey on earth. And he says that I have seen men, like physical men, do a task that the person that assigned the task is God. As much as there are people who are running their show themselves, there are some other people that what they wake up to every morning is, when you check the assignee, is God that is there. You know, for some of you that use project management too, when you see assigned by, it was assigned by God. He says, God, I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men, not angels. You know, angels do his bidding, whether they like it or not. It's we that we have choice. We have will. We can say that, no, we will not be occupied with a God-given task. And many are saying no. Because if everybody is saying yes, it wouldn't be standing at the door, knocking it. Everybody would have opened their door. That's why to the unsaved that is even here, he's still saying that I stand at the door of your heart knocking. If you will open, it won't break the door. It won't break the door. It won't force himself in. Because there's no fellowship if he does that. He doesn't fellowship with the angels. The angels are there worshiping him, doing his command, doing his bidding, ministering even to the what? To the heirs of what? Salvation. That's their, they can't wake up and seek promotion. You know, an angel cannot hope that the scripture of if you are faithful in a little, more will be committed into it. It's not in their own. It's the way Michael, Gabriel, is the way they are wired. That's the way they are turning out to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Please go back there. He says, I have seen, verse 10. I have seen the God-given task that sons of men are to be occupied. Can you put this for us in Amplified? I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. So you can see that nobody is without job. Like there's nobody that is jobless as long as you are in the will of God. There's nobody that is on sabbatical. Nobody is on break. Please go back to NKJV, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Now, don't forget, these are the men that are busy with God-given task. Because we know this place, so God makes everything beautiful in his own time, but we are not doing his task. There can be beautiful time. He said those same people, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. Now, this is talking about those that have occupied themselves with God-given tasks. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Verse 14. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. Now, I didn't budget that we should even go beyond 11. But you can see that God gives tasks. Now, the tasks that God gives are also called the works of God. Or you can say the work from God to you. The Bible says that seeing that God, through Christ, reconciled the world back to himself, he says he has given us. There's a God-given task there called what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. You know, there are some God-given task that is for everybody. Now, the fivefold is not for everybody, but it's a God-given task. And what that achieves is the edification of the church, equipping the saints till we all come to the unity of the faith. Now, that is a God-given task that was given to five categories of people. And then their job is to ensure that they will raise men that would desire God-given task. It says for the equipping, for the work of what? Ministry. So they God work to help us to identify our work. So they were given God. God gave them a task. And their job is to help us figure out our own task. So a man shouldn't be without the ministration of the fivefold, else he wouldn't find his task. He wouldn't find his God-given task. Now, don't forget what I said in the first service. There is the end of your faith, which is the salvation of it. It means your gaze must be that this soul must go through salvation. It says the what? The end of your faith, what? The salvation of your what? Of your soul. But in between that journey or that destination and the beginning, you starting with Jesus, there are works, there are God-given tasks that you must seek and you must desire to be occupied with. Else, you can't say you finished the work. Because even for Jesus, the work he finished, that he mentioned he finished in John 17, there was yet another work after Gethsemane into what his way towards to Golgotha, which was the ultimate work. Bible says, behold the Lamb of God that has come to take the sins of the world away. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the works of God are beyond natural. See, it's not the task that we find on earth that we occupy ourselves with. See, one thing you must know as a child of God is that you can do many things. See, you can literally live a life being prosperous in so many other things. And if you're not careful, you wouldn't have picked up a God-given assignment. And that's why children of God are desirable in places where they need to get things done. I mean, that's the truth. Because the grace you carry, they are bound to get things done. So imagine using that grace to get things done, doing the things that you can probably call minor things. Meaning, aside from this, you could have achieved a greater purpose without grace. So a child of God can be busy throughout the year and he will be getting things done. But we might not be too sure who assigned the task. You know, Pastor Kenneth told us yesterday that there's a task called anxiety labor. You all wake up. What are we going to do? Time is going. You know? And they said that one brings sorrow. This is when you do that one, it brings sorrow. Now, the reason it will bring sorrow is because it wasn't given by God. There's nothing beautiful in that time. Eternity is not in the heart. Rather, the man is expiring because you are using yourself. You are using your God-given abilities. You are using all that God has embedded in you to fulfill other assignees, all the people that are assigned the task to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the work of God are beyond natural. They are beyond natural. They are supernatural. So when God gives a man a task, you just receive the supernatural task. Because the person he came from is the person that defines the task. So if you're given a task, if your boss gives you a task, it's your boss that gave you the task. It's not God. You can do the task as unto the Lord, but it's your boss that gave you the task. Now, one thing that God tries to do is he brings clarity into things. The one that is for him is for him. The one that is for Caesar is for Caesar. He will not say, mix everything up. Then go and tell Caesar that you have given what belongs to him to God. No, God doesn't do that. So if Caesar expects you to do A, B, C, yes, it's Caesar that gave you that task. But if God gives you a task, it's God that gave you the task. And so the works of God are not natural. You know, one of the things we must acknowledge first is not what we think in ourselves and then we set our hearts to do. They are supernatural and can only be accomplished with supernatural abilities. You know, when God gives you a thing to do, first of all, conclude that with man it is impossible. It's a good place to stay. There, grace will meet you there, particularly if you are not able to. Grace will meet you there. But immediately you tell yourself that, I can do this. Then you will find every means by which it won't be possible. You will just find that every other person did it, but you didn't get it done. Can we look at Matthew chapter... No, let's look at Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Now, I want us to move into understanding that the works of God are supernatural and not natural. Because we're going somewhere. You know, our destination is understanding what does God give to us to accomplish the works of God? It will be unfair if God gives you a thing to do and you don't have any enablement. You know, that's why the guy with one talent is inexcusable. You know, one thing God told me yesterday, which was very, very loud in my spirit, and it was to us, is that we are inexcusable. Like every work of God that God wants us to achieve, as a church, as individuals, as family, we are inexcusable. Now, what's God saying? It means you are in a state where you don't, or you can't say you don't have more than enough. So when you look within, when you look without, the materials and the resources that God needs to get that thing done is with you. It says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible. Can we back it up a bit? Let's get a sense of who he's talking to. So this was the guy that I think the disciples had tried to cast out the spirit. It wasn't possible. Don't worry, just stay somewhere. Let's read. If we can't get to where. Okay, then they brought the boy that was convulsing to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. Now, this was one of the work of Jesus. Healing a boy that has been struck with a spirit of, I think, palsy or convulsion. I can't. He says, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible. And so also, the man that will do the work of God, if only you can believe, all things are possible. See, the first way to displace yourself when God gives you a task is to first say that you don't believe. It says even to do the work of God, you need to believe. To do the works of Jesus, you have to believe. To do greater works, you have to believe. It's like belief is at the center of doing any God-given task. So it says if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Like, that's 419. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This is faith. Because your state is faithless. So when faith comes to you, you acknowledging that you are now standing on faith is very, very okay. It says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Like, help this state that I don't want to stay in. But I believe. My heart will come and join me. Can we look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 26? Let's run. Matthew 19, 26. 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, you know, this was the experience where the rich young ruler, after I told him that he should go and what? He should go and do the work of God. God gave him a... That was the first task. Other assignment, he has been the one giving himself. The commandment he gave himself. He said, I've been doing it from my youth. Then God gave him the first assignment. He said, go and sell all that you have. The Bible says it was very sorrow. And Jesus said, because even to the disciples, it seemed impossible. Like, so what's now our gain? If you go and sell all that you have and you give to the poor, it says with men. So if God gives you a work with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So the works of God can be achieved or done with natural abilities. How we can get the work of God done is through the gifts of God. And the gifts of God are given to us to work the works of God. So if a man would do the works of God, now if you would do your own work, you don't need the gifts of God. That's probably too much. But if you would do the works of God, you'd need the gifts of God. You know, when he told them that they would evangelize, they would preach, they would go all about Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, to the uttermost part of the earth, he told them, first thing, you need to be endued with power from on high. He says, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. And the end of that conversation was that there was a mighty rushing wind in the upper room, 120, they had a clung of fire upon their heads, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to what? Speak with other tongues. Now, after then, they had the ability to go and do that Great Commission. The Great Commission would not have been possible if they were not endued what? With power from on high. So quickly, I want us to look at the gift of God is not our natural talent. You know, while I woke up this morning, I thought I had actually finished this, preparing for this since yesterday. And the Lord emphasized strongly that a lot of people develop, look forward to, and stay in the place of talent to do everything, including what God calls them to do. So, for example, if God says that I'm making you, for want of words, a kingdom financier. Now, it's not in your financial prowess. Do you get my point? It's not like you're looking at, maybe God is seeing the way I currently do my finances and all of those things. Yeah, but it's not that natural talent is bad. No. You know, talent generally refers to natural, you know, aptitude and skill. It means your ability to do anything naturally well. You know, the reason why we have some, is because I want to mention nurse. You know, there's some nurses that you don't wish they give injection. You know, there was one short documentary that I saw online. There were different doctors were using injection on a balloon. And some people's balloon was blowing. That means don't let me say what will be blowing, but if it's actual people that are giving injection like that, what has happened to the balloon? Yeah, because I've actually seen a boy that had some deformity because a nurse gave him injection wrongly. And it wasn't a good sight. Now, it's not like all of do you know that same nurse that when he or she gives you what? A male nurse is a nurse, right? Yes. When he or she gives you injection, he's still paying you. But there are some that when they give you, but you know both of them have certificates. Now, and no. I'm saying those that have certificates. It's not everybody that has certificates that when they give injection, it won't pay you. I think that's what I'm saying. I know they are fake nurses. We will not see them in Jesus' name. There's no prayer, your prayer, just leave it that way. But it doesn't mean that the one that can administer the injection without pain is without a certificate. It's just probably maybe there's some attention to detail that this other one took from the nursing school that gave her or him an ability that makes her desirable. Like everybody would just move towards. I remember there was a time they wanted to give my sister Timmy injection. It was a 2-story building hospital. Where is she self? We were looking for her. She ran away. Like she ran away. The hospital is in Keto. Folu Clinic. It's no longer there. They've shut down. She ran away. We found her under the stairs. Like we're looking everywhere. Where is? Because she knows that the person that will give other injection, like she won't like herself. And so the natural aptitude or skill to do something very well is what talent is. So when you're given a thing to do and you just have a way you get it done specially. You know, often it's accompanied with the ability to perform exceptionally well. And we see this almost everywhere, in every industry. You see people who are exceptional. You see people who are with the average, right? Now, you could ask. So when you see somebody who is talented, you know, you could ask, how did this person get this talent? Now, there could be two ways, and one even relies on the other. One is there are a lot of talents that you have that they are genetically transformed or transferred to you. A lot. And there are some that they became a talent because you exercised yourself beyond the norm or beyond the normal. You know, they always use, I'm not a fan of football, but they always use Messi and Ronaldo. They say one is talented, one works. One became talented by working very hard. I think that's Ronaldo, Abi. But they said, but who told you Messi does not train? I feel like that's an insult to his talent. I think he trains. But I think Ronaldo trains harder. At least I've heard a story where they said, if you want to go and party in his house, don't bother. Because you might be partying on the meal, the treadmill. Like, that's where you guys will be. You guys will be doing the party. Because he's always exercising himself. So talent could be transferred, and I mean a natural talent could be transferred via genetic what? Factors. It could be that your father does it so well and it's in his blood. And because he gave birth to you, you can also do it. For example, a lot of people sing because they picked it from that gene. You know, a lot of people that we know. While we know that there are some people, they had talent because of environmental factors. Maybe where they schooled, where they got trained, or the environment where they grew up in, their exposure. For example, you can't desire that your child will have a talent of speaking well if it's not in an environment where they are speaking well. Maybe everything they are watching is Nigerian, Nollywood, broken pidgin. You can't have a talent for good English, or you are hoping your child will be polyglot or a polymath. No, it won't poly anything. It's a poly bag. It'll be a poly bag. Yeah. You are not exposing the child to diverse knowledge, and you want him to be a polymath, to speak different language, and a polyglot, to do somebody that is multi-skilled. No, it won't. It won't. It will be a poly bag. I didn't even know that existed until I said it. Poly bag. And that thing is not good for anything than jollof rice. I mean, buy roadside jollof rice. How many of you bought those things? Those coloring rice. Those Bene guys that they always cook. You see pink rice. They cook. We always buy it then in church. After choir rehearsal, we quickly go and buy the rice. They'll put in nylon. Hot rice. We'll be eating it during rehearsal. And those rice, it's coloring we are eating, but it's sweet. And we don't even desire, then jollof rice was not even as popular. We knew jollof rice is always seasonal when you go to parties. But that one, you can eat it at your own time. Just have like 100 naira. Then they will do the fish in a way that it's not like your mommy's fish. Yeah, it will be so marinated with coloring. You get, but we didn't know it's coloring we were eating. You get. And so it could be environmental influences, right? Yes. Now, if you, for example, if you put a child with Bolade, most likely that child will play drums. That means the child would have the talent to play drums because of the environment he has been put in. Most likely, maybe, and I don't know, maybe you have agreed with Tayo, maybe one of your children will play drums. Because that one will genetically what? Flow. Hallelujah. So that's why whatever we do now, we should ensure we are doing the right thing. Because it most likely will get into the next generation through the genes. Hallelujah. So genetic predisposition may contribute to some certain innate ability. Like we said, you know, for some it's exposure to specific experiences or training and can further nurture and develop those talents. I think I've seen some documentaries where some strange things happen to someone and they just have a very strange ability. I think there was one guy had an accident and from there he can remember any graphical, maybe he goes to a city, he'll be able to draw it. You get, I think there's even one guy was is autistic, but the guy can read and he can read a lot of things and tell you what is reading. And that's even to tell you the power that is locked up in the soul. That has nothing to do with God. That has what? Nothing to do with God. But the interesting thing about all of these things, talent, genetic endowment, or bioenvironment, is that it can only fulfill natural tasks. There's no talent that will do 1% of a God-given task. And so you are not advantageous, or you don't have an advantage because you have talent. So for example, if they say, who are the people that will sing to the Lord? Do you get? Now, we would pray that you have a good voice, but we also know that it's not by good voice. Right, Abinah? We would pray that you have a good voice, but we wouldn't be so worried if you are humble enough to train yourself to have a good voice, but we know that you have, God has given you that assignment. So a lot of us have engaged our lives and the beautiful destinies and purpose and pursuit of God that he has given to us from an advantageous point of talent. So when you approach the task God gives to you from a talent point of view, you won't be able to do it as God would have you do it. Because your talent can only control to the point where the natural law stops. Once a law that is higher than the natural law steps in, your talent is null and void. For example, you can have a very, very, very intelligent doctor that carries out the best heart, brain surgery, you know. But if the heart stops, like if the guy is confirmed dead, you know, I read recently, it was actually faith-driven entrepreneur. He's a doctor. I think he's a doctor of, one of these complex parts of the body, maybe heart or kidney or something. So his patient died. Now, he's one of the best in that field. And while operating, the guy died. Now, that's where his natural ability stops. He would only be confirmed dead. And the guys that wheel people out, they will come and pack him up and wheel him out. But he said that he went further. Because for you as a child of God, if it is a God-given task, then there's something else to engage outside of your natural abilities. And then he prayed. The guy woke up back. He came back to life. So talent is limited. See, whenever God gives you an assignment and you are happy and that joy is on the basis that you are talented, I will tell you that you should quickly humble yourself. Because what you need is not talent. To do the work of God is not talent. See, if it's by talent, the men that are doing the most for God would need to be the most talented. Hallelujah. Okay, let's keep on. I want to make a detour, but... Okay, let me give the illustration. Can I have just two people if I need more? Let me just have two people. Jerry, you're already looking like you're going. No, just to thank you, Dimeji. So let's imagine Dickness Loretta as a task to perform on this young Jerry. Hope that's not insulting. Oh, yeah, old Jerry.
Young
Jerry, okay. So let's imagine the task is, Loretta, do you have, like, cash? Do you have any, okay, maybe if you have any cash or something, please let me. We're in cashless policy, but I just want to use it to represent. Eki will always have things. She can never, she can't be caught on fresh. She's, whether you need ATM or this, she's ready. So let's imagine that the problem that this guy has is that he needs to hit. Now, there are two things, there are two abilities that God has given to Loretta. The ability to reason that does he really need food? And do I have money to give to him to go get food? Now, if she does not have money, she also has the ability to like, oh, where can I quickly get money? So just as she went back there to pick some money from Pastor Eki, then she has money now. Now, can you give, please come. let's, he's a brother in Christ. Let's give it to him. No, so let's give it to him. So she's able to meet this need, right? Say thank you now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes. No, put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. There's tracker there. Now, if Jerry, no, Jerry came with the problem of he has not hit him, right? But let's imagine that what Jerry came with is that he has a doctor's report that is not looking good and that will truncate a lot of beautiful dreams that he has. Now, how do you think Dickness Loretta can solve that problem? How would you want to solve the problem? Where's the mic, please? As everything that you are. So don't, yes. As everything that God has blessed you with. Oh, it's not working.
Thank you, sir. So I would, I will allow him to speak on the report. Excuse me. So after which I would let him know that God had a purpose before God made him. You know, from the beginning, there was something in God's heart. And that purpose is in God's heart for him. Nothing can stop it. So does he believe the word of God? Does he believe the promises of God? This is only, thank you, sir. This is only a man's report, a doctor's report, and it does not have a place where, with what God has said. So if he's in pain or whatever it is, we will pray and we'll agree. And we will inform other of our brothers. We will inform our pastor as well. So we pray and we keep praying. If he needs to do a surgery, we'll find a way around it and we'll do that surgery. But we'll keep putting in faith because God has spoken. He has a word over his life. There's a purpose of God over his life that would come to pass. So.
Amen. Simple and short. Your natural ability cannot do what she just did now. So I've heard different cases, and I've seen where the best of men's ability stops. Even just the complex configuration of your body, I've seen even where, even the medical guys will say, we, how do they say it? We what? God heals, but we what? We care. Now, I still don't know why they use snake. Maybe somebody can help us understand that later, but and yeah, like it's a, yeah, it's a serpent. Oh, you have something to do with Moses. Wow, you people are doing rema there. With science, Lenshi. So, Dickness Loretta can't do any, if she doesn't have whatsoever endowment that is called, if she doesn't have that, immediately Jerry says something that does not sound natural. The conversation stops there. Yeah. The reason why she had the F1 tree to say, let me even hear you further. Let me hear all you can say. Then let me discern. Let me look within my spirit. Let me check what God is saying. Let me trust God to speak through me. All those things, they kickstarted because she has another ability. Now, you might think that she's brilliant. It's the day you see an issue that is beyond natural. Literally, everything that is natural stops when a thing that can only be solved supernaturally kicks in. Your brain, have you been in a situation where you can't, you know you are a first class student, but you know you can't solve this. You know, they've given you, you know, you probably have maybe IQ of 200, but you know you can't, there's no way out of this. You know, when you hear that there was a road that was created in the river, you know, like Papi told us, of a man of God that went to the Amazon to preach. Now, the best of our brains or the best of our talent cannot bring that out, cannot imagine that, cannot even fathom that is even possible. That's what it means that with man, it is impossible. It means with the best of man, with the best of the abilities of man, it is impossible to do the work of God. You can please go back to your seat. Thank you. Now, if we don't understand that the reason why God puts a limitation on every talent that we have when it has to do with things of God is so that we can come back to God to seek for what we can have that can help us to do the work of God. See, one of the places you should be very fearful when you are given a task is the house of God. Because it's the house of God, and the things that are done there are being administered by God. Like, when you're given a thing to do, you immediately trust God for the ability. The reason why someone is anointed to do the work of God is not because he can't hold the mic, but he will do all of the things he will do naturally, and it would not accomplish one thing that God wants to accomplish with that assignment. So the gifts of God are the endowment from God to do the supernatural, what is beyond natural. So when we say that, how can we do the works of God? We can only do the works of God if we believe in him that was sent, and we are endued with the gifts of God. Can we look at Romans chapter 12? Romans chapter 12 from verse 3. For I say, through grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, this is saying that for every one of us that God is relating with, every assignment that God has given to you, there is a measure of faith that has been given to you, meaning there is a provision of God to achieve and accomplish that task. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we be many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. We're going to verse 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us do what? Use them. Now, Apostle Paul is saying that for every child of God to accomplish the works of God, God has given you gifts that differ or are differing or are different according to the grace he has given to you. Now, there is a measure of faith that is given to everyone, and there are gifts that are given to everyone measured out according to the grace that is also given to each one. It says, if prophesy, it says what? Prophesy in proportion to our faith. Now, let me quickly explain what this means. This is saying that if God gives you this task, let's imagine if God gives you the grace to prophesy to your family. Like, that's grace. It's not the same as the grace to prophesy to the nations. Because you might now want to think beyond. You know, that's what he said. If you go back to verse 5. No. 4. 3. Let me be sure. He says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." Because the gifts of God that are given to you to do the works of God are given to you in measure, or measured to you according to the faith of the work. Now, don't forget, if you've been with us for some Wednesdays, we said faith is the revelation of the life that God wants you to live out. So if God says that you are my prophet, there is the revelation of that prophet. Meaning there is a life of that prophet that is revealed by faith. It says the righteousness of God is revealed by faith to faith. So if he says you are a prophet, you have to prophesy in the measure of the faith. You won't prophesy. If you prophesy outside the measures of the faith, you are no longer doing the works of God. You are now doing the works of the flesh. Can we also read Romans chapter 11, verse 29? I think now we are getting into the last part of the conversation, which is we understanding that every assignment that God gives to us, there is a commensurate gift that is allocated to fulfilling that work. For Jesus to heal, to proclaim glad tidings, to do all that, Bible says he was anointed. It says, "For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience." Please go back to 29. I don't intend reading beyond 29. It says, "For the gifts of God, the callings of God, they are what? Irrevocable." Now, the callings of God are also the same as the works of God, meaning the God-given task. So if God has an assignment for you, it is a calling. Now, he also says the gifts and that calling, meaning the endowment and the enablement to do that work and the work itself, they are irrevocable. Now, it is what you now want to occupy yourself with, or where lower. That's what Ecclesiastes said. What you want to turn out to be. You know, like Pabi said, I've removed, you know, poverty. You will never be poor. But it's the man you will turn out to be is in your hand. He's saying that I've given you both a calling, a God-given task, and I've also given you the commensurate gifts. Now, the man you will turn out to be, whether you will now be a man of God or you will be a man of yourself, is now with you. That's why he says it's irrevocable. It means even if the man turns, if he becomes a shadow of Tony, you know, with God, there's no shadow of Tony. But if he finds that he can lay his hand on the plow and look back and turn back, and that gift and that calling is yet with him. See, this is even scary. Now, if it's that God will retract and withdraw from you till you get sense, it's better. Because the gift and the calling of God, outside the provisions of God, they will make a mess of that man. But don't lose me. The gifts and the callings of God are without what? Repentance. I think that's what KJV said. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1, 6. "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God." This is one of the prayers we're going to pray. And prayer, guys, I will need you guys to pray about three prayers. Yeah. I actually wanted to write. Please help me with Byron paper. I was going to write it out and share it with Adasa, so they will lead us in prayer. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you. Can you say the gift of God is in me? I don't know if we have people who believe that. Can you say the gift of God is in me? Apostle Paul was telling Timothy here, I remind you to stir up the gifts. You can't say you have a God-given assignment and God has not provided the commensurate gift. Now, we'd also look at what happens to a man that has an assignment, but he does not have or is not in a good place to achieving that assignment. But it's never a reason that you are not without gift. You know, that's why he said, even the one that thinks he does not have what he has, that's will be taken. So it means everyone has. See, you can literally say he is an austere, he's a wicked man, if you have a God-given task without gifts. Like, that's the only legitimate ground that you can say this man is wicked. He likes to reap where he has not sown. But that's not the God we serve. You know, right from before Jesus came, they had sealed up both the calling and the gifts. No, Jesus didn't come to there and he was going for a retreat. Oh God, gift. Oh God, gift. No. The call came with the gift. He will do this, but he has been anointed. Actually, it was even the gift before the call. It was the gift before the call. And so Paul was reminding Timothy here that, boy, Jack, because Timothy was a young guy, pastoring a church, and he was telling him that there's something in you. You are not in want. God has given you an assignment. You know, it was also Timothy, he told him that do the work of an evangelist. You know, he's a pastor. But Paul knows that within him is the evangelistic gift. So do that work. Do you know why they told us to do the work of ministry of reconciliation? It's because they reconciled you. So the gift of life is in you. So you have the ability to reconcile others. So there's no special grace for reconciling people. No, because it says, what is eternal life? John 17. John 17:3. Oh, this guy is slow. And this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Now, this is what you have. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting. Now, that life that you have, which we call Zoe, that life that you have, is the same with which you are using to invite others. That's the ministry of reconciliation. That's the reason why they will be reconciled. Now, reconciliation is not so much I tell you about Jesus. It's that I bring you to Jesus. That's reconciliation, to make peace. So to say that, God, I brought this guy back, and then to say, God, the part that has been broken because of his sinful ways have now been mended. That's what Jesus did. Let's go to James 1:17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation. This also corresponds with the gifts and the callings of God. God doesn't change his mind. I need somebody to know today, because you look like you've gone far, but you were ordained for greatness, and the gift of greatness is in you. It says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Meaning, once this gift and this perfect good gift has come from above down to you, God doesn't change his mind. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. Now, I'm wanting us to see that God invests in ensuring that you are without, you are not without help. Because with man, it is impossible to do the works of God. See, why you see the people doing the work of God, doing it and they are not tired? For example, praying every day, doing from 21 days, we don't know, maybe we are going to 45 days. I'm like, yes, see, there is a commensurate gift. Yes, yes. See, first of all, conclude that it's not in the body. It's not in the mind. It's not in the best brains. From verse 10. As each one has received a gift. Can you say each one?
Each one.
Has received what? Each one of you, you've received, everyone here. He says what? Minister it one another. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, this one is even saying that because we are so gifted, we must avoid being signs unto ourselves. And that's why you can't have the gift of prophecy and you are shocking me. No, you have to minister it to me. That's why he says we are not signed unto ourselves, we are signed unto unbelievers. Now, the sign to unbelievers should be that we can't do the work of God. Like, for us to be able to do the work of God, we have to be like this. That's what sign means. Like, sign is, you have to, this is what describes this. So, for us to be able to do what these guys are doing, we have to have this. And that's why he encourages us that when an unbeliever comes in our midst, we should strive to interpret. Because the tongues is just blue, blah, blah in their head. Yeah. In some cases, I've seen people come to church and they're laughing when people, although at times it angers me. Like, yeah, but yes, that's what the Bible said. There's no wisdom they are getting from it until they hear you, your dad has coconut head. My dad has coconut head. Yeah. But for us, we must train ourselves to minister to one another. See, this one is a koinonia that unlocks this one. Because in our, you know, when I taught us about common salvation and commonwealth, in between, we said there's something called God's light. We're experiencing God's light. Is that we're able to use the things that God has given to us to gain advantage in life. No, imagine if Jones just me and said, tomorrow, I think this is how the market will look like. I'll go to the office. I won't even do stand-up. As all of you be standing up, me, I've been elevated. I'll just go and touch the numbers. And I'll go back to sleep. Now, you think it is impossible, but it is possible. It says, minister it to one another as good stewards. It means it's given to us to steward. And don't forget, you will be the one to steward it. Verse 11. Verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it. So you can see that they are the gifts of God that make men go from ordinary to super to extraordinary. And that's why when you see your pastor, when you go to your pastor's house, you might not be watching ball. But when the gifts are at work, you know that. And some of you might be thinking you will use the same gift to cook indomie. The indomie might not come out nice. He said, this is an oracle. He says, if anyone speaks, it means this one has been given the gift to speak as the oracle of God. Now, it means he has been given the gift to speak as the mouthpiece of God. He says, if anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability, what? That God supplies. So you can see that the ability is everywhere, but God supplies his own ability. That in all things, God may be what? Glorified through Jesus. Don't forget, the reason why he was doing the works of the Father is so that he can bring what? Glory to him. Glory to the Father. To whom belong the glory? They have to quickly help us understand that. Efogo for logo. Is God that has the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You know, every God-given task that God has given to us, we have to find out what's the commensurate supply. See, don't get overwhelmed by a thing God has asked you to do. For example, do you know that the building that we would erect here is a God-given task? Yes. And we have to find the supply. Some people are thinking, maybe what are we building? Yeah, we'll be erecting, we'll be taking this out, and we'll be erecting a structure here. Yes. Don't worry, very soon you will see the 3D, what do they call it? Is it an, Lekon, what do you call it? 3D what? He used a language that you people not struggle with, representation. No, it's 3D model. Abi now, it's model, yeah. Let's make it technical. Ah, presentation. Oh, that'd be slide. No, this one is not slide. It's more than slide. I've been now, Victor. It's not slide now. Look on one yourself, please. There's grace for to use the right word. We will do that, right? We would accomplish. See, we told God that these are the kind of tasks that we want to be doing. Other men would occupy themselves with other things. I mean, we're getting into another year, right? People will set audacious goals. But God is also looking from heaven. How many of us would have vowed to apply ourselves to a God-given task? Because God is faithful. Because if he gives you a task to achieve, he would also give you the ability that he alone supplies. And for some of us, the task that we're already doing and we are struggling in, or we are struggling at them, it's not that there's no gift. It could be that the gift is dormant. It could be that you are unskilled in the gift. You know, I remember so many years. See, for a man to prophesy that Jesus is accursed, he has a gift. He's not trained. You know, that was in the Corinth church where gift was like water. So it's not that he doesn't have wisdom. Bible says if the axe is dull, let's read that place. I think it's in Ecclesiastes 10:10. Amen. If the axe is dull and no one does not sharpen the edge. So your gift is like an axe. If it is dull. Yes, see, from experience, I can tell you your gift can be dull. Your gift can be dull because it's not. Either it could be it's not in use or it's been. Let me use the word. You've mixed it with other things. It says if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. So you would go for other means. He says, but what? Wisdom brings what? Success. So when Apostle Paul met Timothy, he told him that he should stir up his gift. Now, today, some gifts will be stirred up. Amen. Because a lot of us think that we are done. Like, is God given? It didn't come true. No, that's not the God we serve. See, even the gift of God, there's something called exercise. Like you exercising. And that's why we should be having meetings, like Holy Ghost meetings. It's so that the gifts can be exercised. I remember there was a meeting. I don't even know if Bolade can remember. It was a meeting in Exu. And one of the men of God that came had a workshop. He's a prophet. And after the meeting, he said, okay, two people... Oh yeah, pray for this one. Then, oh yeah, prophesy to this one. So the man of God is there to check. If you go and prophesy that he will die tomorrow, he will quickly go and correct it again, because there could still be error. But there's something called exercising. That's why it says men who truly use and exercise. You can't eat fluency or smooth, steady flow of your gift if there is no exercise. I know you are with a God-given task, and I know you are with gift, but the inefficiencies I'm seeing is because of the axis dull. If you close your eyes, you will not see anything. But you're a seer. Did you understand? Like, you are a confirmed seer. And so the gifts that God has embedded in us needs to be steered. You know, at times the question you ask yourself is to cry, Master, this is where I missed it. You know that those guys, when they lost the axe head, I like that phrase. Whenever Brock Billy says it, it's special. Alas, Master, it was borrowed. That means to remember. It was borrowed. Alas. Wasukun. Yesu. I don't see any Brock Billy in that you won't cry. I have not seen one. There was them who even said, we're not going again. Child, they didn't move 1 inch in this our salvation. You see, every time you will feel like you were not born again. It's like Mugbalo on you. So every other call, you're coming out. I'm serious. There was a time we just said, Lomo. Actually, my wasi other call every meeting. But there was an emphasis. Because there's a call he touches. It's the one that returns you back to Golgotha. To Calvary. I love Brock Billy. And he's still preaching till now. See, guys, you can't do the work of God with your strength. That's why the people that are doing it with God's gift, they don't see retirement. They don't see retirement. It's until it's finished. They are not tired. See, if you do... Let me tell you. See, if you... If you organize 21 days yourself, even party 21 days, what material? Party, enjoyment, you want to enjoy, we're just dancing, you'll be tired. That's why they are fainting when they are doing the all cut, what do you call it? I saw another one, wash out on. The lady is washing. Let's do the work of God. They wouldn't wash out on. 50 hours. Wash out on. I saw that one today. Wash out on. I said she can win that one. You know why? Oyinbo don't wash. And now she will win it. Oyinbo alone for sure. So we are the dog. We are the one competition that Oyinbo don't go there. As in that's sense. Because Oyinbo will not help you wash clothes. So she will wash for 50. She even set a very good bar. So she will not die. 50 hours. At least if you wash all the clothes in your house, rewash them, it will be finished. And I don't think any Oyinbo will wash. I said, maybe other African country or a fellow Nigerian that does not like that, she will collect the award. They will not try to do 56. Let's do the work of God. See, at times, the reason why we come up with witty invention is because we find ourselves incapable of doing the work of God. Like, we'll say the work of God stay there because it can't be done. But God says, with the work of God, there are the gifts of God. See, that's why church is possible. Church is the work of God. It's possible because he gave gifts to men. See, without gifts to men, we can't have church. And that's why you think you are the church. Outside of the gift, you are nothing. He says each member brings what they supply. It's because of how the fivefold is helping us to understand that we are meant to be connected. That's why it says until they come to the unity of the faith. So you don't achieve unity yourself. So the work of God is possible. That's what I'm telling us today. The work of God is possible over your life. And God has great, great, you know, you see, I'll always be T.Y.'s fan, because the work of God that is so big that even at times when she hears it, or when we hear it, like, how shall it be? Yes, many a times we ask, how shall it be? It is possible because God has supplied the gift for that commensurate task. And she will have to occupy herself with it. She would have to exercise herself. 5 years from now, it won't be the same T.Y. that we are seeing now. 5 years from now, see, all of we most likely will be the volunteers for our meeting. Because the harvest will be coming in. So we need to tell ourselves that is what we need to be occupied with. And God has fulfilled his own portion. His gifts and his callings are without repentance. So the feeble news will be strengthened. You are not without a gift. You are not without the gifts of God. You can't say you have the calling of God and there is no gift of God. You were gifted before you were even called. I mean, that's very consistent in the scripture. You know, over the assignments that God has given to us, we will not accept dullness. Amen. Anything that needs to be sharpened, we will sharpen. At times, you need to find another brother. You need to find, see, if you don't have a prayer partner, you need to find one. For the one that is married, your prayer partner is your wife or your husband. Sure. If you're not looking for another prayer partner, you don't know what you are doing. No, the one that is married, your prayer partner is your wife, but you're not married. Your prayer, find one brother. By the time you guys are sharpening yourself, Bible says, iron sharpeneth what iron. It's your countenance that will sharpen the countenance of your brother. That's what it means that he says we minister unto ourselves. Sorry, I'm still writing this thing now. Amen. Amen. Can you maybe look for the place where it says fan it to flame? I was still talking to Timothy. Because today we want to set this place on fire. We want to set ourselves on fire for God. There are things we will stir up. You know, let me just give you this into write. This one that you can just write it out. Amen. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes? Mande bronto super. Mande pronto 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 super. Super, super. Super. Hey, Kashomonotas. Kebo kaba kobo kaba kaba. Kebo kobo kaba kaba tiseke boroko tonogodos. At. Ovene tuku baratike. Abroto sheketelege de mukopa. Ramben don dabaya. Cobra dis, cobra dis. Cobra, cobra, tavaroso koparada. Oromene kemboroto shike paradasi. Onde biliam batom baratista. Eloko ben bride na sika. O bring the 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 sika. Shamara to stekete. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Friends, we are going to pray. Let me just round up everything. Because I sense that there are different people here, and as God will bear me witness, they exactly fit the three prayer points we pray. So there's no drama. I always say we don't have a budget for drama. We're not trained that way, and we don't motivate ourselves in that direction because it does not profit. We only yield ourselves to God. We release ourselves, and God meets every one of us at the point of our needs. That's what we do. 2 Timothy 1:6. It says, "This is why I remind you to fan into flame." Now, this is different from stirring. Fan to flame is you are going ablaze. See, stirring is something that is more of dormant, that you want to get back to life. But there's, for some of you, you say, I think I'm optimal. No, you can fan to flame. You can fan to flame. See, the gift of God that some of us still think that another redemption camp is not possible. Some of you think that, in the World Guinness World Record, let's move on. We think that a God-given task. Don't worry, when we get to SOD, we'll learn very well about mantles, anointings, and glory. By God's grace, please come. If you're a first time, I'm inviting you, especially. Please come, 28th to 24th. But everything that God has done, if God needs it done again, it will be done. Everything. See, your own challenge is. Which one will I occupy myself with? Which out of all the God-given tasks that God is giving to men, which one will I occupy myself with? And Paul was telling Timothy that fan to flame. Fan to flame. The spiritual gifts God gave you. See, one thing to repent of today, those that have said God did not give me anything. That's the class of some people. You've thought that everything you're doing, you're only doing it from a talent, from a natural endowment, what you know. Once it stops, once you don't know anything, nothing can be done. Once you don't know what is wrong with your child, nothing can be done. God is saying that he has given you a gift. There are husbands that think God did not give them headship. They're just there, and they are struggling to be the head. No, he gave you the head. You are not, you don't, it's either you are not stirring it up, or it's there, but it's not there. You fan it to flame. At times, we put this responsibility in the hands of God. And then we lose momentum till we become dull. See, every time, let me tell you something. Every time you walk in your giftings, go back to stir it up. Because every time, it's just like Jesus, when he healed that woman with the issue of blood, he said, virtue has gone out. So you are the one that think you are doing sports. No. When you walk in your gift, go back to refresh. Don't go and pray for someone and then you think you are all by yourself. No, you need to refresh. He says, fan into flame the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Friends, this is our destiny, that we will do the works of God. We are made for this. And God has fulfilled his own bargain. He has given us gifts. He has given us callings. There is no one here. As long as you are here, hearing the sound of my voice, and even if you have not even given your life to Christ, Bible says it is beforehand. Meaning they are just waiting for you to start your journey with God. Then you will know that you have calling. Then you will know that you have gifts. Can we rise up on our feet? Friends, please, I beg you to pray. Because I don't even know in what direction this prayer will go. But I know it will only achieve three things. For the gifts of God that have been dormant, God would bring them back to life. Amen. For the gifts that are dormant, for the gifts that you don't even know that they are there. God, see, God would put his searchlight on you. You will know what is there today. You know, at times you will think that you have not gotten to the point where you will be able to live a type of life that God desires you to live. You will find it out today. It's just annoying. See, that we are what we are today is just God putting that knowledge in your heart. When he says you will not be this again, is a knowledge God has put, has imputed in our hearts. And so, friends, I beg of you to pray. And I beg of you to trust God and have faith that you would also say, like Jesus said, you will finish your work.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody desires that. You will finish your work.
Amen.
You know, everything that God has in himself and has assigned to you, none will be left undone.
Amen.
Amam regede balabadishka varadishka regede bogodoshka. You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Rana mama 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 mam begede velebrondia vakatosh. Jevede borogodo. Don't respond to how you feel. Rambagadia para de velebrogodoshka hata. Aremvele boti avani etebele heste. Areve bogoti vana bai de le brendi evele bota. Avande babo godo brogodo bologodosha. Let there be reignition. Apande vele brati avahadi gadesh. Ele mama 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 brogodo volo borogodosha. Aya mama mama le berege de vanata. Amatolo boro bobo bogodo borogodo balatish. Ie periata avani ate Rondeta, avani ele posh kanata, emma mamri e koli sahate, anoto vali tahapena, emo kania posh, emma mi oliva pele lontesa, erra bagi e debolotasa, arra mama kopanita. Ele membruga bashene molo bodos irre bobo bogo divana bayata aile bruga dobono bolo bobo bobo boshe aya barigo tuza bala baraga babash iele barunda habatsis emamam brogo bobo bos irre bobo goba ya mamam regede bot erapiga dus iramendo la bogots In Jesus' name we pray. This is the prayer point. Father, can you lift up your hands? Father, let there be restoration of the awareness and the origination of abandoned gifts within me. Father, let there be restoration of the awareness and the reignition of abandoned gifts. One more time, Father, let there be restoration of the awareness and reignition of abandoned gifts within me. Can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Aveleni adrendi lebos, iale bondi akamante, ayayaya brondies, ayayaya brondies, iale geborodia mama mamas. Let there be reignition, Father. Ayayaya broko dobolo bobos, emeni ala poro bobos. Iayam redies. I am ready, yes. I am a bongo, yes. I am a braba, baba, babos. I am a bere, bobo, 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 yes. I am a mama, 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 babos. I am a borogo, bobo, bobo, yes. I am a baba, 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 babos. I am a nondo, bobo, bobo, babos. I am a brogo, bobo, babos. I am a niele, bede, bede, bobo, babos. I am a la, baba, bobo, bobo, babos. I am a brongo, bobo, bianiele, bobos. Let that awareness come back. Let me be aware. Ambo bobos, iele baba babas, iele bobo bobos, keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Arabiados. Irabondiados. 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 Ayala Bobos. Ayala Bobos. Enemolobos. Emele Bobos. Iele Bobos. Iele Menemonos. Iele Mama Bobos. Arabobobos. Emembrogodis. Emambrogobobos. Irabababos. Ayala Bobos. Ayala Bobos. Today I'm awakened. I come to awareness again. In the name of Jesus. Arabobos. Iele Bobos. Irenamos, Iramamos, Irebobos, Yalamamos. In Jesus' name. We're going to pray again. And this time around, I want you to lift up your hands. Friends, I want to beg you to pray. Even as you are right now, keep praying quietly. And we're going to pray, say, Father, let there be removal of blunt and dull tendencies in my gifts. Father, let there be removal of blunt and dull tendencies in my gifts. The last time, Father, let there be removal of blunt and dull tendencies in my gifts. Can we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Zivotus. I hear the boss. Irebobobos. Ijabokotos. Ijabababakabas. Irebobobobos. Iamamamamamas. Iborgobobos. Ijabakatos. Ijabakabatos. Ijabakabatos. Iaborobobobos. Irebobobobos. Ivobobos. Ilapababas. Imobobobos. Igapos. Ilabondias. Ilabondias. Ilabomamotos. Ilabobobotos. Ilabobobotos. Enondriats. Enoniolotos. Ilaburudos. 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 Ayalagotos. Irababos. Ielamotos. Iayabos. Ielaborokotos. Ierababos. Irabababas. Aidenrokotos. Iayolobos. Ialabobos. 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 Ashapokobos. Iremamotos. Iremamamotos. Iramamamotos. Iramamamotos. Irabababatos. Irabababatos. Iramamamogotos. Irabababos. Ilimimogotiatos. Ilimoniebogotiatos. Ilimoriebogotos. Iamarababatos. Ienemolomamamos. Iamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam Let it be removal of every doubt in this. I am Brugotus. I am Brugotus. Of a believing prayer is faithful, and this last prayer I want us to drag it. It says, Father, let there be stirring and a fanning to flame of all the gifts within me. Let there be a stirring, let there be a fanning to flame of all the gifts within me. I refuse to stay dormant. I refuse to stay dormant. I refuse to stay dormant. Can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
help us. Steer us to flame. Burn us to flame. Steer the guitar. Adimo pediste. Let your power fill this room. Your power that restores. Your power that stirs up. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed. Lord, we release ourselves. We release ourselves no longer to what we know, no longer to what we are limited by, but we release ourselves to all that God has supplied. That every soul here, outside, those watching online, yet again, we want to be in the place that God has provided his calling and his gift. We want to be at that place of another infilling. We surrender ourselves, oh God. We surrender ourselves to your Holy Spirit. We surrender ourselves to the teacher, to the comforter. That even at this time, let your power that restores, let your power that reignites the fire of God, let your power that fans to flame, let your power that stirs up the gifts of God, let it do its work in us. Do your work. You know, there's someone here, you've never made that vow before that you will serve God with the whole of your life. You're making the vow already. You've never said it with your mouth. You know people serve God, but you've never said it before that you will serve God with the whole of your life. Because you never even knew what that meant. So it was not as though you refrained from what you knew. The best you knew was to celebrate those that have given their all to Jesus. But you've never had yourself in that place. You've never found yourself in that place. And the Spirit of the Lord is arresting your heart, and you are making renewals and commitments and dedications that you've never made in your life before. You You know, there's also someone here, God is strengthening your heart because it has been weakened with disappointment. And the words and the prayers you've prayed and the words you've heard, they've brought strength back to your heart. That even the disappointment from men, they would not have a hold on you anymore. Amen. You know, there's also someone here, God has lifted you up. And you've seen how God lifts men up. But somehow pride was the cause of a fall. You know, pride was the reason for the fall. You looked to yourself and you stopped looking to God. You know, the Lord says, I should tell you that you should lift up your head again. Lift up your head again because mercy has come to you. Lift up your head and not be downtrodden anymore. Lift up your head, lift up your head, lift up. You can even do the physical sign, lifting your head up. Lift up your head. Look to heaven. Because he has now lifted you up. You didn't have strength to look up before. Thank you, Father. You know, there's also someone here, you want to give your life to Christ, but you don't know how to. I will implore you, give your life to Christ. See, Tunde, just ask any of the ushers that you want to see, Tunde. They will direct you to Tunde, because you shouldn't go without giving your life to Christ. Don't go back home. Don't go back the same. Don't go back with that contemplation in your heart. Bible says if you come to him, he will not cast you away. So you have the grace and the privilege. And today is the day of salvation. So ensure you don't go back the same. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for stirring the waters again. Thank you that from henceforth, here and forward, we will be the true men and the true women. That when they look to men who have occupied themselves with God-given task, we wouldn't need to look too far anymore. We will not need to look at 5 years or 20 years or 30 years ago. But we would be representative of sons of men that have occupied themselves with God-given task. We will be the representative, we will be the multitude that will yet tell the world that we are still mighty in deed and mighty in word. We will look even to the things that have befallen nations and we would say we are the saviors coming out of Zion, proceeding to the mountain of Esau to proclaim that mount for the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I specifically pray for all the first timers that are here. You know, if you have a first timer beside you, just If you just think that someone beside you is a first timer, just put your hand on their shoulder. I want to lay a demand on the commonwealth in this house. Just if you're a first timer and nobody's putting their hand on you, you can raise your hand. Then you can look around, look beside you. I want to believe that we have all the first timers attended to. Father, I pray. Your word is in this house. And your truth has tabernacled with us. Out of that which you have blessed us, out of that which you have established amongst us, out of that which you have given to us as an heritage, we freely share with these ones that the dimensions of God that they've either to suffered or struggled to come into, and that this house has obtained as an heritage, such as we have, we give unto you. The abilities you've never experienced that God applies to the life of a man that speeds him up to greatness. The ability of God that removes every unnecessary distractions from the life of a man. I pray that God gain ability to minister to your heart. Let the grace that we enjoy and the fellowship that has established the essence and the glory of God here, let it ravage your heart. And let it displace any other thing that contends with God. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We are so grateful. Can we shout hallelujah to the Lord? If we are grateful to God, can you shout hallelujah to God? Amen. You may have your seats, please.